Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Cassie.
And I'm Shannon.
Hey, Dark Hearts.
Welcome.
Ta-da. I don't even know, man.
I don't either. I mean, I feel like it's always the same intro. Hey, guys, we're busy. Life is busy.
Our brains don't work.
Yeah, that's it. It's the same. So we'll just skip that part and jump right to the fact that everything is always busy.
Yes. I will say I loved how it felt this morning when I was walking to the kids to the bus stop. And I'm like, can this just be the weather now, please?
I know. I like put in one of my Scentsy, like fall scents or whatever. And it smells so good. It's like called, I don't know. It's like warm apple cider or something. It's a little premature, but like,
no,
is it?
No, listen, okay. I've already entered my spooky season era.
Oh yeah.
Last week was like horror movies and all the things I'll discuss later at the end of this. But actually I've decided I'm going to name this episode. It's going to be like starting spooky season early.
Ooh, yes. I mean, technically we're almost to September and then it's just like, it's fine. I mean, it's fine now. Like, it's fine.
Listen, I'm trying to manifest that fall shit, right? Like,
amen to that. I just want fall. I love fall. I feel like I thrive in fall.
Yes.
Like, I was meant for fall, you know?
Same. Fall, then spring. Summer is probably at the end. Winter I can handle minus, like, the snow and ice.
Yeah. Minus the, like, driving in it part. If I just
the snow
hate
and ice. But, like, summer, like, I get, like... I can pile on the clothes in the wintertime, bundle up. In the summer, you can only get to naked, and that is frowned upon out in public.
Yes, turns out.
So, yeah. Listen, if I could just have spring and fall year-round, I'd be thrilled.
Yes, agreed. Agreed. I just love that. I love that, too.
So,
ADD moment. I'm like looking out my back door right now and I see this giant, like a spider web, and I see this giant spider on it. Sorry. Got really distracted there.
But it reminds me of that meme. I see it every year, but still it's funny to me where it's like cleaning up all the spider webs out of my house and the spider's like, cool, dude. Oh, yeah. And then putting up fake spiders like, cool, dude.
Yeah. Yes. Like, and it's like, wow. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
The audacity of this bitch. Yeah. Ew. I'm looking at this spider and it's just now that's all I'm going to be staring at. So if you see me just like, but now that I know it's out there, not ever going outside again. Looks like I have to move.
Nope. So let's just dive right in, right?
Yeah.
Let's do it. So this week, in case you didn't realize it, I decided I needed a little bit of a break from the true crime. Shannon, you were really nice. You gave me that case to look into. I really appreciate it. I just, looking at it, I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, despite the disgusting heat, I've entered my spooky season mode. School's back in session. Pumpkin spice lattes and all the fall flavors are back in coffee shops. Yeah. So it's like, now I just want like all the creepy, spooky things.
I agree to that. I am all in the mood for that. I need like a really good horror movie, which we'll talk about that all later. But
100%. So, with that being said, we're going to go to Deadwood, South Dakota this week, if I had planned properly, I could have probably done a whole bunch of stuff, but like I changed my mind 50 million times on what I wanted to cover for South Dakota. So for this time, like we'll come back to Deadwood probably and cover more of their hauntings. But for now, we're just going to talk about one specific place, which is the Bullock Hotel. I did watch an old school Unsolved Mysteries on it. It was season 5, episode 13, which you can watch on YouTube completely for free.
Oh.
If you just Google that. The very first part was about the Black Dahlia, which I was also going to kind of watch it, but I just skipped ahead and just watched the little part. That was about this specific case. I guess there's also a Ghost Adventures, but like I can't with those dudes. After watching the Villisca House one, they had some neat stuff, but just the way they act, I was like, I can't do it. I'm sorry if you guys like it. It's out there. I don't even know what episode. I didn't even bother looking it up because I was like, no.
They're just over the top. I can't either.
No. If Ghost Hunters had done it, I would have totally watched the shit out of that one, but no. So a little bit about the Bullock Hotel. It was founded in 1895 by Seth Bullock, who actually ended up being the first sheriff of Deadwood. So Seth Bullock came to Deadwood in 1876, prior to that, Deadwood was just like a lawless town because of the gold rush. There's like a ton of people in that area, and with no sheriff, I mean, pretty much anything went there, right? Didn't HBO have a show called Deadwood? Was it HBO or was it like Showtime or something?
That sounds vaguely familiar.
It was super popular. I never watched it.
I'm looking it up.
But I'm pretty sure like Seth Bullock is even like portrayed in there and stuff, I want to say that I saw. I think it's HBO.
Deadwood.
Maybe it was Showtime. It was one of those that you had to have a subscription.
Yeah, I think it's HBO. HBO. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Maybe one day I'll get to it. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's an 8.6 See, on there IMDb, you go. So that's higher than most, let's be honest.
So there you go. So anyways, okay. If you watch Deadwood, you probably have an idea of what it was like, right? And it's also said that like Seth was so feared and respected that he could stop any unsavory activities with like just a look, right? They're like, I read a quote from his grandson that said that he could stop, what was it? Like a... something along, I'm paraphrasing it, like something like a pissed off cobra or a mad elephant with just a look. Like,
oh,
that's how intimidating this guy was, right?
Okay.
But Seth was like more than just a sheriff. When he arrived in Deadwood, it was with his partner, Solomon Starr, and they had had a hardwood store. They came from Montana where they originally had a store. Seth was a sheriff there as well, so it's not like he never had any sort of experience with this, but he came to Deadwood first to like start this hardware store, right? And that became really popular. But shortly after being there, I think they were only there for a few months when he became the sheriff. So hardware store is thriving. Some fire comes about. It survives. They go. Another fire. It destroys it all. So this time they're like, hey, let's build a hotel. So they build this super, like, for the time, luxurious hotel. It had, like, 63 rooms and shit like this. And like I said, this was, like, in 1870 or 1895, right? So they, like, imported sandstone and shit like that. Yeah.
Okay.
They got real fancy with it. They had, like, oak dressers and everything in these things.
Dang. That's not cheap. Yeah.
No. Like, red velvet carpet and all this. Like, they was getting fancy.
Red velvet cupcakes sounds nice.
Oh, my God. Cupcakes in general. Speaking of, so we had my mom's surprise birthday party this last weekend, and I got her blue velvet cake.
Blue velvet. That's something new. I've never tried that. The cake gallery.
I had it for my son's baby shower.
Oh, you did? That sounds amazing. Okay.
Oh, it was delightful. It was delightful. So yeah, you know, side tangent. Also, the day after this comes out will be my mom's birthday. So happy birthday, Mom. I won't tell your age. Don't worry.
Cassie's mom.
All right. So anyways, velvet, all the things, right? So also worth noting, and this is going to come up a little bit later, Seth met Teddy Roosevelt in like 1887. Oh. Before he was president. So then they became like besties and shit.
Cool. Who can say that, you know?
Right. So
that's not something you can say often.
To the point where like Seth was an honored guest at his 1905 inauguration.
Oh.
And supposedly not many people knew this, but after Roosevelt died in 1919, Seth commissioned this like tower memorial to be built outside of Deadwood called Friendship Tower. And supposedly not very many people knew about this. Again, this will come up in a bit. And he then died like 9 months later. And so he was buried. So his grave overlooked. So like you could see this memorial from his grave.
Interesting.
So now unsolved mysteries, right? So they talk about how like, you know, they interviewed, which I should have written down names. I didn't. Like they're interviewing. This was like 91, 92. They're interviewing the woman who owns the hotel. And they're like talking about, you know, your typical haunting stuff. Like this one 18-year-old kid, I guess, was working there in like 1989. So many numbers in this.
I know. I was like, wow, this kid's a vampire now because he's still alive.
Yep. Okay. So he was working back in this kitchen area where I guess this ghost of Seth is known to be quite a bit, and saw, he just said that he saw a dude in like Western clothing and stuff and freaked out and left. And I'm like, that's it. Like, he didn't do anything to you. He didn't threaten you. He didn't push you. You just saw him. And then you were like, I'm never going back there by myself again. Which, right. Okay, I can get
I'd be more freaky. Intrigued, maybe. Or, like, take someone with you, at least.
Yeah. But, like, he just, like, straight up eventually quit. And I was like, that's not even that scary.
No, that's not scary. And that's... No.
I mean, bro. All right.
When I'm overtired, I see things. So, like, right. That's not... Mm-mm.
So, then another thing that comes up is... In 1991, a psychic in Dorset, England, started being visited by the spirit of Seth Bullock, supposedly. I'm going to say supposedly because who knows. Right. Now, this man's name was Sandy Bullock. So he's thinking, all right, it's probably just an ancestor of mine, whatever. I'm like, did English people go through a Western phase? Do they have Western clothes?
That's a fair question. I have no idea, but that's bizarre.
You know, because that's supposed it was in. So whatever. So he just kind of, I guess, ignores him because he's like, oh, people pop in and out all the time, whatever. I was like, okay. Well, okay. Clearly the 18-year-old in South Dakota would not have been able to handle your specific.
No. Yeah, clearly not. He would have been out and yeah.
Yeah. So I guess Seth just like keeps coming around. And this is the only time I've seen anything regarding this, but apparently it wasn't just Seth. There was a Native American spirit with him too, which of course we don't get their name. But apparently Seth wasn't talking directly to Sandy. He would like say stuff to this Native American spirit mm-hmm. and then they would tell Sandy, which I'm like, why did we need a middleman?
Right. Like, was it audible? I mean, like, could he hear what he was saying? Did it just look like he was? I mean, obviously, this is all hearsay anyway.
But, I know. Yeah. I know. I don't honestly know because, like, in the Unsolved Mysteries reenactment, like, mm-hmm. you could hear Seth whispering to the Native American spirit and then him, like, repeating it. And I'm like, we're playing telephone in the spirit realm. Like, what?
Yeah. Guess what? We won't haunt you if you get it right.
Yeah. I no. don't really know. And like, I also
what does that like symbolize something as well?
And I'm like, okay, like, I guess I don't know what kind of person Seth would have been, but Deadwood, Western times, like, they would have been like, how well did he get along with Native Americans? Is it feasible that, like, did he become friends with someone and maybe right. in the afterlife? I don't know. Like, I'm overthinking this shit, obviously, but I'm like...
You kind of have to in this situation because, like, where are we going with this? That's a very specific example.
Right. Yeah. Especially because it's not like there's talk of anyone else ever seeing a Native American spirit with Seth. Like I said, I didn't look up at, like, the rest of the hauntings. I know there's plenty of hauntings in Deadwood because, again, it was a lawless town. It's one of the older towns in South Dakota. All the shit that went down. I'm sure there are Native American spirits there.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, are they chilling with him? I don't know. So, anyways, yeah. According to Seth and this Native American spirit, some shit's going to go down in Deadwood in 1993. Like, he needs to warn them.
Okay.
Like, so it's going to happen again.
Takes it upon himself to share that. Okay.
Yeah. So Sandy's all like, well, people are going to think I'm crazy. So I'll just write the mayor of Deadwood or whatever, they're going to think I'm crazy. So I'll just write the person who owns this hotel. And so that's where they come to the woman and she's like, yeah, I was reading this letter and I'm just like, okay, someone clearly found a book. Mm-hmm. Well-researched, you know, whatever, until it got to the end. See, at this time that she received the letter, the Bullock Hotel was undergoing some major renovations just to update it, you know, like, mm-hmm. it's still very much they keep it within original, that historical like,
yeah.
realm, but obviously they've added, like, electricity and plumbing and shit.
Yeah, which thank God for that, because
right.
who doesn't, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. So... It talked about how Seth couldn't haunt the place right now because there was too much banging going on. But it said, he'll be back and don't worry, you'll know when old Seth is back. Now, the fact that he said old Seth is what caught her attention too, because I guess her aunt maybe owned the place or worked there and stuff. And she, whenever something would happen, she'd always be like, oh, it's just old Seth up to his antics again, you know, whatever. Oh. So she called him old Seth. So the woman who owns the hotel is like, this dude's probably legit. So now there is a journalist in Deadwood. I think her name was Rita, something like that. Again, I should have written things down. I did not. She was interesting to listen to, but she writes him because I'm like, do we not have telephones? I guess it would have been like email. Like, I know email was around in the 90s, right?
Yeah. AOL. Like,
yeah. Anyway, so she writes him too. And she's like, hey, I want to write about this. I'm not a believer or a non-believer. I'm going to be unbiased. I'm going to be respectful, but like, some of my readers are not going to believe you. So she gives him a test question to answer.
Okay.
And she was like, who was his famous friend and where is he in relation to like being buried next to him? Right.
Okay.
Is that what she, yeah. Now, or and where is his grave in relation to his friend or whatever? And she's like, oh, people didn't know about something. I'm like, it's 91.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's not like a super big secret, right? Like anybody could find that information.
They were like, oh, people didn't know this. It's really not well known. Okay, not well known doesn't mean not known, right?
Right.
It doesn't mean like it's some secret family thing that only a handful of people has never been published. And I feel like him being friends with Roosevelt is probably pretty well known.
Yeah, of course that would be known. I feel like that's something you would want to be known anyway. If it were you, you would probably make that fairly known.
If he was at his inauguration, it's going to be well documented that they were friends.
Oh, yeah.
So asking who his famous friend is isn't really a test question. The grave thing, like, maybe. But the answer he gives, like, I can see why, yes. Like, listen, I believe in this shit, but I'm always very skeptical of the shit I see on TV.
It, especially because, like, the people, like, that they always talk to, it's like, I don't know. It's hard to believe them, and a lot of people just make crap up to be
Sometimes it can just be so generic. So he writes back, tall trees block his old bones from seeing, but he and Teddy still meet up in the afterlife. And I'm like, so it turns out that there are trees that have grown up now that would block that view, which is like, oh, I just knew that. And I'm like, okay, but like,
that's all it took for you to believe. I mean,
yeah. I was like, that's, okay. I feel like it was a good guess in a way.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It had to be well known. But I'm like, okay, fine. Maybe it's legit, you know?
But like, who else would have been really famous around the same time he was alive, too?
Like, well, other and than- he like, Roosevelt created like the Rough Riders, which I didn't research. Like, it talks about in there, which Seth was part of. So like, this is all going to be history. Like, even if in England they're not learning about American history, it's still something that could be looked up.
Yeah. So that's not enough of,
No, that's not enough of something for me to be like 100%.
Yeah.
Now the whole thing. So like, when Unsolved Mysteries was aired, you know, when this, I'm assuming, like I said, because they're like, well, 1990, you know, the OG. So he's like, it hasn't happened yet, but we'll see. So I did look up. I was like, because then they mention how there's some bill that's about to be, because gambling is legal in, you know, Deadwood and in South Dakota.
Yeah.
So that's a
hot place to go for those of you that don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone loves to go to Deadwood.
Yes.
I have not been ever, but
I went to Deadwood, like, as a child. We went to South Dakota and, like, we visited the touristy part that still looked like an old West town and shit like that.
Yeah, that looks
good. So I guess there was this law that, or bill, like, they were trying to increase the gambling limit from, like, $5 to 10 or something. I don't fully get it. I don't know. But then, like, people were concerned, like, oh, maybe then that's going to bring back that lawlessness of, like, crime and, like, you know, like, mob, I guess, or something.
Like, this was recently or this was back then?
This was in 1991.
Okay.
Like, so in 93, they're like, you know, that's like shit. 4 or 5 years ago when we were trying to get gambling legalized here in Nebraska, they're like, it'll bring in the mob. I'm like,
no.
Like, if the mob was going to come to Nebraska, they're already here.
Right. Yeah. I know. Like, it is funny. Like,
how backwards? That's fine. Let's keep sending our money to Iowa. That makes sense. Yeah. Iowa and South Dakota. Why would we want that extra revenue here?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Anyways. Yeah. So I tried to Google. I was like, did anything happen in Deadwood in 93? Nothing came up, but that law didn't get passed. So they didn't increase the limit at that time. I mean, who knows if it's increased since then. So now for the hauntings of this day and age, I mean, it's like your typical haunting stuff. People get pictures of like orbs and things like that. Yes. People see Seth, you know, they see a man who matches his description.
Well, and in an old building anyway, like that kind of stuff you hear about. Regardless. Oh, yeah.
So, well, like, and people say, like, I was even like, you can go on TripAdvisor and read some people's reviews. And one guy was even like, I wasn't a believer and we stayed there and I was in the hallway and I heard a man say, can you hear me? And I turned around and there was no one there.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Yeah. But also TripAdvisor, it looks like some people, like, even as recently as 2023, were like, the service here is shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you're going to go stay somewhere like that, eh. And they probably pay a lot. I'm guessing it's not cheap if it's because it's this like historic.
Oh, you know? See, I doubt it. And so then like people were complaining too that like kids can't go on the casino floor, but the whole lobby is like the casino. I was like, why would you think the kids could go there? That's the way like Vegas is. There's a strip that the kids have to stay on.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Stay on that little strip right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't step off the carpet. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, why would you think that children would be allowed on the casino floor?
Yeah. And it's probably a place you really don't want your kid anyway. Like, no. Let's be honest.
No. Like, so some of the reviews were just dumb. Some of them were legit, you know, whatever. But someone was like, it was so loud. You could hear everything. It was like, well, yeah.
Yeah. Then stay somewhere else. 1800s.
Like, what do you expect? You're staying there for like the ambiance and the experience. They're like, if you want, like one of them was like, if you want luxury, this is not your hotel. Well, no shit.
Sherlock. That's
They've what kept it pretty historic. They're like, the wood's really cool, but the room, some of the rooms were really small. It's like,
because it's old. It's like the Stanley. I feel like you don't stay at the Stanley because you're expecting some like
luxury
experience.
Yes. It's, you're staying because you want to experience the fucking haunting.
Right. Exactly.
And so they do offer haunted tours as well that you can do. Now there has been stuff too where they've talked about their like alarm clocks going off even when they're not plugged in. And I guess there's an old antique like grandfather clock that hasn't worked in years, but it'll randomly chime. So people just think it's Seth, you know, making sure his town is being taken care of and his hotel is still, you know, being taken care of and everything, everyone's working the way they need to work. And so I'm like, well, this is a place we could add to our like haunted hotel tour road trip.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not, Deadwood in general, we could probably spend several days in Deadwood because, like I said, I think there's another hotel that's supposed to be haunted and there's a bunch of different places.
Just like those old places, I feel like, and especially like up there, I don't know, there's just so much history and whatnot that, like, I'm sure there's a lot tied with that.
Yes.
It would just be fun anyway.
It would be. So yeah, you guys, that's pretty much it. This was a short one, but I was like, it's spooky season. I want something. Yes. But I was all over the place with back and forth. And so.
No,
to get the episode out, I only focused on this one. Like I said, it probably would have been better if I had like done Deadwood in general, but that could have then turned into a long thing.
Yes. It'd be hard. You'd have to pick, just a couple because that's way too much.
Yes.
You could do a whole month on just Deadwood or something.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
There's a lot, I'm sure. I always think those stories are interesting though. I love a good haunting story.
Right.
Especially ones like in old places like that.
Yeah. So I couldn't find like Unsolved Mysteries obviously was just reenactments. And because I didn't watch Ghost Adventures, I didn't see those things. So I don't have pictures of like, there were some, if you Googled like orbs and I'm like, it's an old place. It could be dust. Like orbs, I think can be legit, but I also think sometimes it's just fucking dust.
Yeah. And like, and now with Photoshop and stuff, like it's hard to know what to believe because people can be real good with that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah. So. 100%.
Unless you experience it yourself, then it's kind of hard like to fully, you know, believe it. But
yeah, but I thought it was still interesting. Yeah, I think it would be a really cool place to like go and check out.
Heck yeah. If anyone has any stories about Deadwood, I feel like someone's got to know something. But
right.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
I think that would be fun. So yeah, if you guys have any experience with that, let us know.
Yeah, I would love that.
Deadwood. Yeah. So did you want me to go first with our reading and viewing or do you want to go first?
You probably have a lot more than
I have a lot this week. First of all, I only had one book that I finished. I had listened to The Last House on Needless Street. This one, I don't even know how to explain. Like I can't describe it fully without giving stuff away. So let me just say it was like going through, you're getting all these different points of view. You get like two or three different points of view. And I thought I knew what was happening. I was right with one thing. I was wrong with some other. And it wasn't really until the very end. I was like going through the whole thing and I'm like, I don't even know how I really feel about this book. But then you get done and you're like, holy fucking shit.
And you're like, wait, what just happened? It's one of those.
And now I'm like, I want to go back and like reread it to like pick up on some other things. Because
what was that one called?
The Last House on Needless Street.
Okay. Huh.
I think the way it ends would be intriguing for you. So I think that alone would be a good way for you to read it. But I think throughout it, you'd be like, what the fuck? What is happening? What is going on? Like, why? This is a book you have to go into blind. But by the end of it, you're like, holy shit.
Okay. I'll add it to the list.
Yes.
I have those other ones you gave me I need to read too. So I'm trying to get through all my things right now.
I also made a note in my phone of like the things I wanted to try to watch before I pick up Hours.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched a lot last week.
Oh, yeah.
I did watch Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
I watched that as well. I didn't like it. I thought it was dumb. I mean, I know that was the point, but like...
Yeah.
I don't know. The way it ended...
Yeah. I didn't see that coming.
I didn't really either, but well, I had a feeling as soon as they started watching the video, which obviously I'm not going to say more than that, but people who haven't, but then I was like, is this going to be something dumb like what happened?
See, and
then
it
was,
I
was like, yeah, I didn't not like it, but I was kind of like, oh, I wanted it to be better. You know, like,
oh, see, I love that all of that shit happened and it was just this thing.
Yeah. It was ridiculous. Yeah. Like beyond. Yes, I agree. I mean, it was good. And I like, what's his name? I mean, I don't like him. He's just dumb.
Not Pete Wentz. Why do I want to call
him Davidson? I wanted to call him, yeah, I know. I was saying that earlier too, like in my head, I was trying to think of his name and I was like, I can't think of it. But now everyone, I mean, knows who he is just because of the whole, you know,
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's dumb, but to the point where you kind of like him. You know what I mean? Like he's just a dumb, like I like this guy. So
yes,
that one was, yes, I did watch that one. So, okay. We're on the same page. I meant to tell you that a long time ago too, but now we're talking about it. So it's fine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's fine. I did watch Black Demon, which don't watch. That was, I was going in hoping we were going to have another Meg moment, you know, a ridiculous shark movie.
Yes.
The shark isn't even like... It's essentially they're trying to like preach about how we need to take care of our oceans and our planet and stuff like that, which is great, except it was too heavy handed. It was too ridiculous. Like nothing about it was good.
Okay.
It was like, I started watching. I was like, I don't like 20 minutes in. I was like, I don't think I like this, but it's clearly not going to be the shark movie I thought it was. And I needed to know where they were going with it.
Right. That's fair.
Yeah. Then I did watch Polite Society, which I want to say was on Peacock or Paramount Plus.
Okay.
So it's the Pakistani sisters. One is going to get married and her sister thinks she has to save her from this family. And it is another one of those like over the top action movies, but it's like intentionally so. It was great. It was hilarious. Girl power. Loved it. There were these stunning scenes where they're in like the traditional dress for the wedding stuff and they're fighting. Mm-hmm. And it's just stunning to see the like way the dresses twirl. It was just really cool. So that was a fun one. Another ridiculous over the top thriller action movie was Becky.
Okay.
Which now I want to watch The Wrath of Becky. Becky, you can watch on, again, it was Paramount Plus or Peacock, one of those two, right?
Okay. I know. There's so many to keep track of these days. I know.
That's why I have a note in my phone.
That's what I should do. Like, you're way smarter about that than I am.
So, with that, Becky is a 13-year-old girl who's going out to her family, her mom's cabin in the woods with her dad because her mom had passed like a year ago. And she's got some anger issues, obviously. Kevin James is a neo-Nazi in this.
Is this a comedy?
It's one of those like comedy horrors. Okay.
Because I'm like, wait, Kevin James?
In The Wrath of Becky, Stifler's the bad guy.
Okay.
Well, so I want to watch that.
Yes.
So She meets us. Yeah. So these neo-Nazis come and take her dad and his dad's new fiance and her little boy, which I'm like, why are men always so quick to be getting engaged again? It's been a year.
Yeah. Like, calm down. It's always, that's,
but it's like in real guys. Life, I know people legitimately, and I'm like, can you not be alone?
Yeah. That's weird to me. Yeah.
It's so weird to me. Listen, no, I guess
it's
I
fine though.
It's fine. Yeah, it's I get fine. Everyone's their
to
own.
Each their own, but no.
So she's super pissed. She goes bad at this girl is psychotic. She straight up slaughters these men in the most like over the top, like Tarantino over the top type shit, right? So that was fantastic. Then on Hulu, which is a Hulu original, I watched Pure, which is about a camp where these dads take their daughters to like
the purity you told me about things. That. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
And that's a why few it's of familiar. These girls like summon Lilith. Listen, the movie's going to anger you with all of it. First of all, the dads all have some creepy, like, are you into your daughter? Like nothing incestuous or pedophile happens, but there's that vibe.
But it's implied. Yeah.
It's kind of there. And then the misogyny and all that shit. Like, I was so angry and I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? Why am I putting up until the end? And I was like, fuck yes, this was worth it all. Fantastic. So a little creepy and stuff. So yeah, not that spooky season.
Okay.
And then I watched A Cave of Bones, which I don't know where this TikTok chick was getting her whole, like, she was like, oh, they were so advanced. Okay, they were advanced for how big their brains were. And I still thought it was interesting. Uh-huh. I don't, like, this TikTok I saw, she was all like, they had all this advanced technology that we don't have. I was like, no, that's not the case. Yeah. That wasn't what happened.
Yeah, see, that's the one I started to watch, I think, right?
Yeah.
And I was, like, kind of bored. It just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. So I was like, okay.
I still thought it was interesting. But then it led me to, after that, Mr. Midnight, which I did have saved in my list. I forgot about. Uh-huh. I've started. I'm only like 4 episodes in. Season 2 is going to drop at the end of October too. But this is like, it's like, are you afraid of the dark for like adults?
Ooh.
Like, it's still kind of cheesy with the monsters, but it's these 4 teenage kids. One of them can like see the dead. And so it's them starting this like YouTube channel to try to help people. And like, it's funny.
Yeah.
The monsters are like kind of that cheesy esque, but it's still a fun little spooky season type thing. So there's 13 episodes. They're only like 30 minutes long.
Oh yeah. I like the short ones.
I'm going to go back into watching that again this week too. But that was a fun one. So that is all the shit I have watched so far, which is an excessive amount for me.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. But hey, at least you got through it before you had to.
I mean, I still got more on my list to watch. That's just what I have watched so far.
Yeah. Hey, that's good. That's a good amount.
Yeah.
What did I watch? I watched The Bodies. I feel like I always like have something playing while I'm working. And so like, I don't know. Sometimes I watch things that I can't even remember. I started Shelter. That's what it's called. It's on Amazon Prime. It's based on a book.
Okay. I think that's my list.
I just saw it on there and I was like, I'm going to watch this. And it's really good so far. It's like a thriller mystery. You would probably really like it too, because
I feel like I just added it to my list. Oh my God. You should watch Dungeons and Dragons. Going into that, I just saw that that was on there now.
I saw that was on there too.
You should watch it. It's hilarious. I know you don't like that kind of stuff. You watch Game of Thrones. It's fine.
I like Game of Thrones.
It's intentionally like,
yeah.
Oh, I saw the trailer for it.
And I was like, okay, that's fun. I've also watched the third season 2 of Only Murders in the Building is back on. So I've been watching that. It's okay.
I'm
kind of losing interest in it a little bit. It's getting a little
drawn out. I don't know that I actually even finished the second season.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll watch it because it's on, but like if I have nothing else, you know what I mean? But it's not one that I'm like all about right now.
Yeah.
So I've been watching those. And of course, I've been watching The Ultimatum, the new one on, Netflix. And
I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. It's the one where, there's a couple seasons of it now. It's like a reality show. Someone comes on and like they're with their partner for X amount of years and that one partner doesn't want to get married. They do. So it's like, okay. So then they like date other people, but then they end up together and like then they try.
Gotcha.
It's good. And I'm sure, I bet Leslie, I bet you watch that because I know she messaged me after one of the Like Love is Blind or something. So
listen, I like some of those. Yeah.
Trash TV. Yes. I just love them. But that's it. I don't know that I've necessarily watched anything else. And I would love to find something to watch. There's like nothing that piques my interest right now when I'm looking for something to watch. And I'm in the mood for creepy things, movies, shows, what have you.
Okay, well, it's not super creepy, but I think you should go watch Mr. Midnight on Netflix because it's just kind of a fun, spooky season type thing.
Netflix, let me add it into my thing, Mr. Midnight. Because, yeah, I just am like, bored with stuff. There's a lot on there right now, but I don't know that I necessarily want to watch some of these things. Okay. Oh, yeah. I watched Depp versus Heard. I think we've already maybe talked about that.
Cobweb what is it called?
Midnight. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard Cobweb is supposed to be a really good horror movie. I don't know that you can watch it or like for free anywhere. I think you have to like rent it or buy it. Mm. But that's a newer one that I've heard good things about.
Hmm. Okay. There we go. Okay. Well, I got that added to the old list here.
And there's one that I have on my list called Six Souls. It's also called Shelter. That's why I did see that one Shelter you were talking about, because it's also known as Shelter, but it's a 2010 horror thriller with Julianne Moore in it.
I've seen that.
It looks like you can watch it on Tubi or Vudu for free.
Huh. Okay, the Shelter I'm talking about, it's based on the book by Harlan Coben. I'm pretty sure
I looked at that one too, and I think I added it to my list because I went in there looking for this one and that came up. Yes.
Yeah. And there's 4 episodes out right now, but yeah, it's good. So that's it. That's all I've watched.
There you go. I'll have a lot more to talk about next week too with my watching stuff. And then it's like, well, now it's going to be Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah. Busy.
So I'll work on Saturday. We have some stuff coming up this week some things are happening. We will hopefully, when we have more fine details and things are for sure, mm-hmm. we'll talk about.
Yeah.
We're I know, me too. So yeah. And then I'm not working Labor Day. I took that day off.
Good.
But then I'll start working. I work Saturday and then I'll start working that Wednesday and Thursday again. So.
Boo.
Back into the grind of it. I know.
Adulting sucks.
It does. But I'm doing like all the things that, because I've started my new little online business, side business with my oils that I'm trying to do. And so that extra income will be nice too with work, because then it can help me as I'm trying to get this startup going and stuff. So.
Heck yeah. And working. Yeah. I like to buy things, so I guess I should probably work because,
you know, there's that too. I like books. I have so many books that I have pre-ordered that are like slowly. Then it's a nice surprise because I've like pre-ordered these books at the beginning of the year that were coming out throughout the year. And then all of a sudden I'll get an email.
They just show up.
I'm like, oh, yay.
That's exciting.
I was like, I forgot about this.
I only read this week. Well, not only because I'm glad I just was able to read anything. I finally got back into it. The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Oh my gosh. So good.
I've heard a lot of good about that. I've heard a few like meh, you know, but
I
like,
would give it 5 out of 5. Like yeah. It's one of the better ones I've read, and it took a different route that I wasn't expecting. And it was really nice. Like mm-hmm. it was good. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. You'd actually probably really like that one. I think you'd like that one a lot. So
yeah,
that's it. That's all I read. And I started reading The Silent Patient because I have this whole
I've heard mixed reviews on that one too.
So have I.
Know what you think.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm barely into it, so not enough to have an opinion quite yet, but I'll let you know by next week.
I know. I have to read my book club book, which is Those Empty Eyes, which I've started, and it's good. I like it. But I'm also listening to Foxglove, which is the sequel to Belladonna that I listened to and I loved. It's like a YA fantasy with mystery stuff going on. Love it. But yeah, I'm like, I want all the horror. I'm still kind of slightly in my reading rut.
Yeah, I know. So, it has to be something that really pulls you out, you know? Like,
yeah, it just takes me a minute sometimes. And I think after I'm done binging a bunch of stuff, I'll be good to like go back to it. But I think I just really, listen, you guys, if you have something, I don't like body horror. I'll handle some body horror, but give me something creepy. Like The Exorcist House is one that I loved that was super fucking creepy. If it's got like spooky ghosts or demons and shit, like, yes. Give me your wrecks. There you go. And movies.
Not me.
And movies. Like, give us your good spooky movies if we can stream it somewhere for free, even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, remember, if you can, rate and review wherever you're listening. Subscribe. That all helps us out. Share, if you don't mind sharing. That all helps us as well.
Yeah.
You can find us on all the socials. And our email and all the things are all always linked in the show notes.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's it.
Perfect. So until next time, stay Heartland kind.
But Darkland wary.